American Cattle News, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We have to have an agreement in place.
That's Brett Crosby. He's a fifth generation rancher on the state line of Wyoming and Montana and owner of Custom Ag Solutions. Custom Ag Solutions works with government agencies, universities, and private enterprise on competitive bid contracts, partnerships, and grants. Crosby focuses on agriculture-oriented projects related to risk management, crop insurance, valuation, and feasibility. He's speaking about trade agreements, especially unilateral trade agreements, which are much needed with countries like Japan.
Unilateral agreements or trade agreements in general that reduce tariffs are critical, especially with Japan, our single largest beef customer. We have a 38% tariff with Japan, and the EU just entered into an agreement that reduced their tariff from 38% down to 9 and change. And so for us to remain competitive with the EU in Japan, our biggest customer, we have to have an agreement in place.
And Crosby thinks they may be up to it with the U.S. because they certainly were up to it with the EU. And we asked Crosby about Australia, a big cattle country, about their exports.
Australia is a big importer. Recently, they've been going through, they went through a drought, and now they're trying to build their numbers back up, so they haven't exported as much beef as they did. But I expect that they will be competitive again soon.
In more news, the USDA released its August Cattle on Feed report recently, along with the monthly livestock slaughter report. The two reports provided some updated information to use in projecting future cattle and beef supplies. The Cattle on Feed report confirmed that the on-feed inventory continues to be larger than a year ago, as the August inventory was 1.5% larger on August 1st, 2016. Marketings of cattle from feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head increased 2% in July versus a year earlier, while net placements on feed changed little, up less than 1% compared to July 2016. This is a big shift in the replacement pattern compared to the March through June timeframe, when net placements increased by 12% to as much as 17% compared to the same month in 2016. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. Stay with us every weekday as we bring you the latest in cattle news across the USA. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.